so tiny. So perfect. Flesh of her flesh. Were you ever this tiny, Carly? The woman looks so replete. Just as Brother Casper looked when you spewed from that woman's slit. And that last look in his eyes as he died, his eyes on me. My son, Ludwig, take care of my son. A man has milk too, Carly. Milk of a kind. It too can sucker. Make whole and strong for this lousy world outside. I know what Casper wanted of me now, and God help me, I could be too late. I know I was never gentle with you, Carly. And you ran away. But the coach is coming. You're on your way back to me. Not for long. Perhaps an hour. Can I get it right this time? This one last chance. Please, God, let me get through to you, Carly. So that you'll come with me. Come to embrace me. Understand the me behind my deafness.
Hey, you! Get away from that window!
What is... Your woman is so beautiful, suckling her...
Don't clean my wife! You
don't... My dear good man, you don't know who I am. I'm going.
Here's something to help you on your way.
Hey, Dr. Bering! Instruments, please! Patient, please! Drill a little hole here!
Tie him to a chair there!
Just the small incision here!
Wetting mustn't
howl! Wetting his features!
I say!
What do you say?
I...
Hey, do you beat a who?
I mean who, baby?
I am...
You mean hoof it a bit?
Bait!
Next hole!
Two hoof between us!
Then!
Dagiada!
I am Beethoven! Better? Better. There, bum full of lead there, boy. Can't blame the man. Look at the thing, after all. Appears I've come out without my trousers. Perhaps I am going loony into the bargain. Daylight. Big day today. Must get back, boy. Oh, Charlie is my darling, my darling, my darling. Oh, Charlie is my darling, the young...
We present Fast Coach from Nixendorf by Joe Anderson.
Master Carly?
Yes, open the door.
Are you all here? You weren't due till 9 o'clock.
Let me in.
Hey, hold on. Master Carly, I swear you've grown. Oh, you're poor head.
Yes, for Christ's sake, let me get in properly. He may be looking out the window. Do you think he saw me?
Why wouldn't you want him to see you? I thought that was what today's all about.
Not yet. I'm not ready yet. Got to...
Work yourself up to it. Shame on you, boy. That man up there loves you like a son.
Got a drink of water. I'm parched.
How's your head?
Aching nicely, thanks.
Hope you had a proper doctor to look at it.
Aunt Johanna mixed something for me.
Good at mixing things, she is.
I keep wondering why the police dropped charges. And why they didn't follow me from the hospital and nab me at Nixendorf. I committed a crime, after all.
Is a crime? Young boy. No man, now. Trying to kill yourself.
You wouldn't understand.
Oh, no. I wouldn't have a glimmer of an idea. Here.
Thanks.
It's a pity us parents go and muck things up, isn't it? Making plans for our whelps to live up to.
I don't know what you mean.
No. Aunt and Uncle Johan not with you?
I came on ahead. And Uncle Ludwig is my guardian, Nonny. That's all.
Yeah. Well, these parsnips ain't going to peel themselves.
I want to see him first. Alone. That's why I rode ahead.
Yeah.
When I'm ready.
Yeah, well, he's waiting. He's been waiting all week.
What does he want to discuss with us?
Why don't you ask him?
He frightens me, Nonny.
Your uncle frightens lots of people.
My mother says he's mad.
I wouldn't bring her into the conversation.
Does mother ask after me?
No, she sneaks round here now and then. Colt forbade her to pester him about you. Mostly she's on the prod.
The magistrate agreed with him. My mother is a whore.
Better go up and see if he's awake, I suppose.
Perhaps he's out.
He must be standing at the window, going. Don't go out these days, except at night.
At night?
Well, don't tell me you didn't notice the bunch of axe round the corner with their notebooks dripping all over the pavement.
I certainly noticed a pack of urchins.
Old tykes plagued the life out of him. Give that stove a poke, will you? By the way, my name's not Nonny, it's Ilsa.
Sorry.
No, no, just give his all up the same.
Ilsa. Who was Ferdinand Rice?
Oh, he talks a lot about him these days.
Who was he?
Is he? He's still alive.
He shouted at me just before I went off and tried to...
Do yourself in?
Oh, Carly, why can't you be like Rice? I remember. He was crying. Funny, I've never seen him cry before.
Rice is in England.
England? I didn't know he knew anybody there.
Who do you think's been keeping his shirt on his back? England has. He got 100 guineas in the post last week. Imagine, 100 gold ones.
And Rice?
Who writes regularly? No, I don't see none of it. Your uncle owes me 3 months' salary, young master.
My Uncle Johan will pay you. What did Rice do?
Your Uncle Johan can stuff his money. Rice was a pupil. Got conscripted, like all young men. Time of the French year.
A fellow lame dog.
Fine young musician, I'd guess. Your uncle got him to England to escape the draft. You got any idea how many stumps of arms and legs and fingers were to be seen in them days, boy? Rice is a big success over there. I'll listen when he tells me.
Doctor's been recently.
Banished the house. He's done with their probing.
He's killing himself.
It runs in the family then, don't it? Here, stick this on the stove.
Why this summons, Nonny?
Ilsa.
I must know before they arrive.
Look, I'll clear his mess, I cook. I mind my own business.
What does he expect from me? Ilsa, he has artistic recognition. He's the greatest composer alive today.
Well, you think a man wants that when he lays awake at night and looks at the end of his road? If you're going to just stand there like a wet weekend boy, you can stir that gruel. Not that he eats it.
Is it worse? His hearing?
Saw the legs off the piano last week. Lays flat on the floor with his ears to the keys now. Last of his pupils ran off. Thought he was looking up her skirt.
Dear God, what will he do when he can hear nothing?
Oh, he's already planned for that. Mr. Mizell called yesterday to put it up.
It?
Like some bloody great soup tureen lid hanging from the rafters. Oh, nicely pleased he was. The landlord won't be. I don't know what's holding the ceiling up. The ace up my sleeve, he calls it.
The ace up my sleeve?
Reckons it helps him talk to himself. Life, young master, ain't never dull with your uncle. I'll tell you one thing. It's for your benefit, I know that.
God, they'll be here soon.
Look, he's just as frightened as you are, you know.
A few more minutes. Just to prepare myself. Hell, a few more. You go up first and see what kind of mood. He's not expecting us till 9.
Have it your way.
Don't tell him I'm here. The ace up my sleeve. Uncle Ludwig, why can't you let go of me?
B. A. C. H. What the hell can I use for? B. A. C. H. Brook. In English. This brook must not be allowed to dry up, boy. For Casper's sake, this brook must flow on and on through the years, on and on. Yes! Heard you! And I haven't even lowered it down yet. My Zell, you are a genius! May you spend eternity under satin sheets with all the most cracking binks in the universe. Well, some of them anyway. But is it going to work on you, Carly? Can I get you under it with me at all? Or will you run a mile? Will we ever achieve... Oh, what's the bloody word? Reciprocity, eh? Under this thing. Eh? I've told you till I'm blue in the face. Step on the floor when you want to come in.
Tell that to the other tenants.
Are you singing, woman?
You're just going to lie there, kicking on the keys.
Your face always puckers up like a constipated carp when you sing. Don't sing. Especially not that. The Scots haven't paid for it yet.
The coach from Knightsendorf is due at 9. Mm. 9.
I know.
Tidy up a bit, then. Set the place alight one, sir.
Good night, Knightsendorf. Sounds like chalk scratching a blackboard. Sharp as brother Johan. Is he in for a surprise?
You're in a funny mood.
I haven't got any. Well, tell him to wait, tradesman.
Glad you brought up money. Yeah. Now, don't you turn away from me. You can hear me well enough in the mornings. You had 100 English guineas through the post 2 weeks ago.
I'm 2 weeks? What are you babbling about,
you
woman?
You heard me. Where's it all gone, eh?
Mind your own business.
You're ill. You need a doctor.
Nothing to do with you. Private.
It's just one of those gold ones that give you the best...
Gone. All gone. I mean, you're here, or do you want to borrow my ear trumpet?
Gone, all right. Gone. They'll be eating up here, will they?
Suppose so. Boil a chicken for Johan. Johanna will take it as it comes, raw. And they found him, bleeding, after he shot himself. He begged them to carry him to his mother, not to me, Noni.
I know.
Well, send the police to turn him out of there. He wants to get Knightsendorf. He's been there with brother Johan for 3 weeks, Noni. And with Johanna, sister-in-law number 2.
One with the teeth.
Choose raw liver each morning. In training, you see, to sink those fangs into my jugular.
You've been out in your nightshirt again.
I've got drawers on, haven't I?
Just about.
Eh? I heard that.
So did half the neighbourhood. Are you going to eat something today?
I'm not hungry. Do you think he farts, Nelly?
Who?
The Corsican. King Bonaparte.
Not him again.
Little dumb, Nelly. Thought he was the shape of a fine future. Republican. All he wanted was a crown.
My name is not Nonny.
Oh, you all know these to me. I'm trying to remember Skibby's name years ago.
Oh, there speaks a true Republican.
I'm broken and she leaves. Goodbye, Nonny 5. Come in, Nonny 6. Or is it 66?
My name is Elsa. And I come back to you half a dozen times, you ungrateful, unshaven, rotten man.
I know. Elsa. A name for a good milking cow.
Oh, go on, spoil it.
And I've already had a run-in with one of those today. Not to mention her bull with a loaded blunderbuss.
Holy Mary! Mother of God, what is that thing?
The ace, Noni, up my sleeve. I hope.
I must patch the patches on this white shirt.
Have you suckled kids, Noni?
4 daughters, 1 son. He was killed at Victoria. French sniper.
Has she been in here?
Who?
Oh, don't trust those fat red lips of me, you know who. Karima. The whore.
No.
Oh, yes, she has. I can smell that cheap dishwater she wears. It hovers in the room. Nothing wrong with my sense of smell. Oh, damn.
Nor mine.
Looking for my will, was she? Huh? Well, I've hidden it, old love. I haven't finished it yet. I'll open the window.
It's in a chamber pot. You've been bleeding again, haven't you? Oh, can I get to the window? Excuse me. Cardino!
I know you.
Do you?
I want a word with you.
What? What? Get off me. What are you doing?
Under here. Right.
Take your hand off my cunt, you rat.
Bloody staying, aren't you?
And if I am.
A music critic.
Look, I don't know who you are.
Cast your mind back. December 1808. Mm-hmm. Ring the bell. His last appearance as a conductor in public, yes.
Young man.
Yes. You're beginning to remember now, aren't you? Perhaps you remember what the piece was, eh? It was his concerto for piano and orchestra, his 4th. You crucified him. I grew up with that cross critic. Just one more thing. If you try to publish a so-called biography of him, I shall seek you out, and I shall shake the living daylights out of you. Do you understand me? Nod your head. That's right. Good.
So what are you doing, huh? Hiding under his window? What are you after? Move, or I'll do it now.
What am I after?
You ruffian!
Just my life, Uncle, that's all.
You lout!
Just my life.
Isn't that your paper thing? Ben crossing the road with shit on his hat.
Stand back from the window, man, do.
You've had your money's worth. The very party party. Is he arty party?
There.
Jesus. Sweet Jesus.
Give me that towel. Half your trouble, you know. You don't dry yourself properly.
I'm dry.
No, you're not. There.
Why didn't I meet you 25 years ago, Noni?
Elsa.
You crying?
You need a shave. You can do that yourself.
Was I screaming in the night?
The landlord did say something about it.
Dear God, how I hate the nights. You see? Always the carrion smell death first. My last ensemble. Keeps excellent tempo. Mouths and chest moving in perfect unison.
Away from the window, man!
If any symphony could take lessons from them. Would you hold my hand a moment, please? Tell me something good about myself.
I think you're an honourable man, Mr. Beethoven.
Thank you. Well. Well. Overture and beginners. Soap. Bowl. Strop. Razor. Tar. Feathers. Ever read Shakespeare, Nelly?
Towel.
Never mind. Got a mind to write something on Falstaff. Been reading Schlegel's translations. I hear that in London, fellows have a proclivity for shaving sideburns off at mid-cheek level now. Anything to suit me?
Bit long in the tooth to turn dandy.
I see by your face that notion don't exactly fire your vitals.
Let me, your hand's shaking.
Huh? No. Bugger it.
You only done half your face.
I'm about to relive the Inquisition, course I'm nervous, woman. I'm shit scared. I won't be able to hold my shit. It's happened before. We both know my insides are decomposing inch by colon inch. Oh, march! The eyes of God, how I hate marches! Bugger rooting in my dustbin! It's your bloody husband! Jesus, woman! You got your old man's souvenir hunting now?
You only done
after... You steaming, conniving...
You only done after...
Out! Out! Get out!
What on earth were you doing, digging in his dustbin?
I was trying to climb up to get a look what kind of mood he was...
He thought it was my old man!
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's your middle name, isn't it, lad?
Damn! I'd better go up. I've got to speak to him before they arrive.
Get him to eat something. And use the stairs this time.
Yes. I... Yes.
They'll have to tap my belly again. All that again. Shave. Get shaved, man. Now. Concentrate. Damn it. Cotton wool. Where does he keep the cotton? Where's the poxy? Carly.
Uncle Ludwig.
How long have you...
I didn't want to disturb...
Crept in, eh? Sneaked in, eh?
You seemed preoccupied as usual.
Speak up.
Occupied with shaving.
Ah! With cutting myself, you mean? They here too?
I rode on ahead.
Don't shout, boy. Can't abide it when people shout. Catch the drift early in the day, you know that.
Sorry, I forgot.
Yes, yes, my fault. How could I expect you to remember details with all you've been through, huh? Well, how long has it been, huh?
Since you wrote anything or I tried to shoot myself.
Do you think the latter any less important to me, boy?
I had forgotten, hadn't I?
Ah, come here, boy. Now, let me take a close look at you. Do you know even my ruddy eyes are going now? Ah, too thin, you're too thin, boy. Casper in you, I suppose. Beef tea. Get some muscles on you. Then you can take care of yourself, know what I mean? Yeah, my thoughts are still good. Surprised a few women in my time, then, eh? Stripped off and pretty this looks. Such a good torso under such an ugly mug. A bit of a stud I was. Well, at least you don't have to shave twice a day like me.
No, Uncle, just bum flush me.
Yeah. I mean, no. I mean, you've got a good, Well, how's the napper, huh? Hurt much?
I don't get noises in my head anymore.
Oh, you should try sitting inside mine. Bacchanalia in there, I can tell you. Well, got a shirt down here somewhere.
Over the chair back. Let me help you.
Yeah, what? No, it's all right. I'm not an invalid.
Oh. Right sleeve.
Thanks.
Left.
What a dreadful word that is. Invalid.
Dr. Henkel says my periostin was injured.
You must face me, boy, so I can see you.
Oh, sorry. Dr. Henkel says the periostin was injured. Painful, but not serious. Necktie?
No necktie.
So, not only do I flunk exams, I can't even suit myself.
Kiss me, Carly.
I had to get away for a bit.
Granted, but did you have to choose my beloved brother's bit to run to?
Oh, this ridiculous hatred between you two.
I don't hate Johann. I despise him. Don't give me a proper hug. I've missed your boy.
Uncle, you're hurting.
I get my own strength. Oh, damn. What's wrong now?
You have soap all down the side of your...
Ah! Don't want our esteemed visitors to see that, do we? See me that towel, yeah? Think I've got rabies as well.
Ah, well. I see you've made some changes here.
Oh, you've noticed the legless piano, then?
What's that hanging from the ceiling? Above it?
You'll be the first to know.
It resembles a large diving bell.
New coat, huh?
Yes.
Uncle Johann.
Yes?
Bought it for you.
Uncle Johann and Aunt Johanna have been very good to me at Naxendorf. We've been discussing my future, Uncle.
Nice of Uncle Johann. Coming on behind, you say?
Yes. And regarding my
future... How far behind?
About an hour. And regarding...
An hour?
Thereabouts. The coach lost the wheel. Uncle...
An hour's grace, eh?
Yes, now about...
There's two hooves between us.
Yes. No, I...
Do you know how long it is since I've been out in daylight? Eh? A walk, boy. Give the urchins a slip. A picnic. Suddenly, I'm hungry. You hungry?
No. Yes. Yes.
Good. Nelly! Nelly!
Oh, Christ.
Who's that? Master Stealth?
I'm full, thank you.
Huh? Bet Mills and Brother Johann's were a picture, eh? You know, I haven't a single cavity in my teeth.
You don't have to sell yourself to me, Uncle. It's demeaning.
Huh?
You've got good teeth, Uncle.
Your dad had a good teeth, too. Our new Anna still chew 10 chews to the swallow, do she? Personally, I could never see the point of owning more than one coat. Oh, sorry, am I spitting over you?
That's perfectly all right, Uncle. Mm. Uncle,
How good it is to be out, eh? Come on, blood and hate for the countryside, and to be here with you, my dear Carly. Oh, smell the air.
Yes. Uncle,
Did I tell you about that fool, Venaro?
Yes.
Well, he used to go to the most ridiculous lengths to get me to play. Oh, pots of money, but he hated to pay the piper.
Uncle,
He just bought this pianoforte, a Broadwood.
A Broadwood, yes, I know.
Would I
Uncle,
care to
please
this
listen.
New instrument? Well, I knew he had a bunch of his powdered cronies hiding behind the screen, but the poor, deaf, dumb bastard can't know that, can he? So, I test the chord, don't I? Pianissimo, yes, you with me?
Pianissimo.
Scorpondo, give them the old Aussie-like glint in the eye.
Faster, harder.
Swing big into ping, pang, clong, ping. The pet dog's gone bonkers, screams Bonaro. The Broadwood is shot to pieces. Well, hit the booth in first. That's my motto.
I was drunk when I took the gun. I didn't know what I was doing.
Carly. Carly. Oh, let me wipe your eyes. Listen to me now. I always said my knife would wash.
You're lying.
Now, listen, Carly. Listen, the Philharmonic in London have offered me a post in England. 300 guineas a year. At least one of my works in each concert. Carly, over there, a composer isn't classed as a household servant, isn't made to wear a footman's monkey suit. He has celebrity, standing, and a house goes with it. A house of our own, Carly. I only have to reply yes. Think of it. England, Carly. England.
I promise you I will never touch another drop.
Huh?
And with regard to my mother...
Are you the deaf one?
Uncle, she lives 2 streets
Do
away.
Do I repeat very... myself? England. Has that piece of through to you yet? Boy. Did you love your father, Caspar, my brother?
I loved him deeply.
Then trust he knew what was best for you. He entrusted you to me because he knew me. The me in... Oh, shit. My deafness makes my voice ugly. Me ugly. We must get back. Now is the time. See that toggle on the wall? Grab a rope round it with me. It's heavy. Quick, Carly.
But what is it attached to?
Take purchase, and we'll lower it from the ceiling. It has to be over the pianoforte. Oh, for a muse of fire that would ascend the brightest heaven of invention. Myself designed it for me. Come, give a hand, boy.
Uncle, this is ridiculous.
Once down, we lay on our bellies and... and slither in. Under it. I beg you, Carly, do not laugh at me.
Is this the ace up your sleeve?
By what? My what, Carly?
They're here.
Open, damn you!
Come.
No. Begin again. Tempo. Tempo.
Instruments capering around like wild goats to satisfy the no idea of the mystic composer. The symphony is like an immense wounded snake, unwilling to...
Unwilling to die, but writhing in its last agonies, Beethoven is now ripe for the madhouse. Should have seen it, old lad. Should have realized they'd sneak in another conductor to pull the concert's chestnuts out of the fire. Should have looked behind me. Wondered at the time why the violin section seemed to be sawing away in concord all of a sudden. Why the audience had stopped laughing, started paying attention. Didn't turn round, you see. Yeah, you're right. Absolutely right. Should have looked behind me.
Noni, let me in. Noni. Noni. He's still here.
Still here.
Carly?
Uh-huh. I hope they like parsnips.
Collecting some eggs for you.
No, you weren't. You were hiding in the hen house.
Better.
Uh-huh.
I'm scared, Noni.
You! Bravest man I know. Here. Mm. You got some straw in your ear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Now you look presentable.
Shirt tucked in. Oh. Egg.
Thank you. Come. I squeeze your hand for luck.
Don't think I could get it up anymore, Noni.
Said luck. Go on. Get it over with, man.
Think of me, Noni.
I never stopped you, daft sod.
Oh, this looks like the conference table.
Ludwig, at last.
Johann. Huh. Yeah, I know, dear sister-in-law, you would prefer it if I used the tradesman's entrance. How are you? Right and predatory as usual? Oh, no kiss.
My dear, he is my brother.
I know it. A brother who has snubbed and belittled me from the first.
Enough. Enough. Now, we've made this rather wearying journey to discuss Carl and his...
Now we're at it, eh? We'll divorce her and leave all your money to Carly.
Uncle, please.
And whilst we're on the subject of money, dear sister-in-law mine, if I catch you publishing any of my early work on the side again, I shall personally return to that stultified straitjacket you call home and nail a placard on the front gate announcing that Madame de Beethoven is a common thief.
Can we get on with it? The air is rather fetid in here.
I fart a lot. Do you?
What did you say?
He said he farts a lot, Aunt Johanna.
Yes. Yes, that's what I thought.
Yours, I think. Personally, mine describe after crescendo, the cheekiest allegro con brio, whereas I would describe yours as presto, perhaps a soupçon di assemeno, a scherzo in...
Ludwig! Now, about the pharmacy. I can guarantee Carl a good position in one of my companies, and as I'm thinking of retiring soon, I shall need someone to take over the...
Yoke?
I was going to say mantle. My dear, the papers. I have it all here for your perusal. Carl has yet to reach the age of majority, and so as one of his guardians, you must... I'm sorry, is it your right side or your left? You can hear me?
Yes. Yes, go on. You've been cooking this up for weeks. I'm all ear. Come in!
I'm ready to bring up food.
Stay there, Noli. This is getting good.
Ludwig, in front of the... Well, so be it. If you will sign these papers, Ludwig, he can start his training immediately.
As a chemist? Carly, I want you to travel. See the world, live, smell life.
Uncle,
don't you understand? All the things neither I or Casper could do. Don't come down to Earth before you've even flown.
We've talked it over, Ludwig. You have to sign as second guardian.
And if I don't?
Please, do not even consider the alternative.
Ah. You have me declared incapable, is that it?
Give him the pen, Johann.
Ink. Ink, woman!
Uncle, I have something I want
to... So, you want to be a chemist?
I want...
Like him.
There is nothing wrong with being a chemist.
Me? Quite agree, nothing wrong with chemists per se, but like him, Carly. Like him.
That is enough, Ludwig.
A landed proprietor. Ask him how he made his money, Carly.
My husband is an honorable man.
God in heaven, I am mad.
I will leave aside the chalk tablets, the diluted sugar water, and worthless placebos. I imagine I've had more experience of quacks than most.
That is enough, Ludwig.
What saddens me, Carly, is that evidently you can't see further than the big house on the hill, the fancy frills and the furbelows. Never looked into the soul of my dear brother. Your Uncle Johann, sirrah, made his fortune during the war. In 1809, my beloved pseudo-brother got himself a highly lucrative contract with the French, mark you, to supply all their army hospitals in Upper Austria and Salzburg. Our troops lay dying like flies for want of medicine at the time, but well, business is business. Oh, why do I feel cheapened, Carly, that I told you this?
Nonny, did you say food is ready?
Yes, sir, I'll bring it up immediately.
Oh, I understood you to mean we would eat downstairs.
In the kitchen, sir? We are expected to eat in the kitchen.
We'll eat down there now. Thank you, Nonny.
As you say, sir.
Oh, come on, my dear. Perhaps a short break in proceedings will defuse the situation.
Not you, Uncle.
It's more impossible.
Oh. You mean this time I'm not laughing?
Whoa! It's over the piano. Tie it off. Tie it off! Now, underneath it.
In, underneath it, lad.
On your imaginary forces work. Oh, my dear Carly. Piece out my imperfections with your thoughts. Into a thousand parts divide one man.
Uncle, your voice, so gentle.
People respond to the barrier, Carly. That's the curse of deafness. Not to the deaf, but to the hearing. Do you remember when you were about 10 years old, I took you to a dirty room in the poor quarter?
There was a sick old woman in the bed.
And I told you to look beyond the filth, to reach for the soul. A flickering flame guttering its last in a dirty room, in a country that didn't feel it owed her any last dignity. you were puzzled. Ask me who she was.
I was frightened.
No, you were too young. I told you that one day I would tell you, when I felt you would understand.
Who was she?
The only surviving child of the greatest composer who ever lived. Regina Susanna Bach. I'd hoped my music was my real voice. But do you know what the real burden of talent is, lad? It thrusts you into the future. As your talent takes wing, you fly further and further away from those around you. You talk to a different age and you frighten the present. Do you know, Carly, when I presented my missal, I gave them the face of my God. I had actually drawn apart the curtain and looked at the face of God. And the church cried, blasphemy, and shut me down. They were right to shut me down, Carly, because... Do you know what I was trying to say to you all?
Tell me.
I'm dangerous, Carly. I say, we are all kings in my world. I speak of a new, different God, Carly. It's a dangerous theology. Freedom of the spirit. It's in the space of the mind, Carly. Will you fly with me?
Yes. Yes.
It is your thoughts that now must deck our kings, carry them here and there, jumping o'er times, turning the accomplishment of many years. I call it heroica. Do you hear it, boy?
Uncle.
There are no big or little men, no bonder, no bonded. Dare to say, no man is ordinary, that in us all, the spirit of something extraordinary lies. Celebrate yourself for no other reason than that you are alive. Take wing, boy. Take wing with me.
Uncle, attempted suicide is a criminal offence in this country.
Oh, don't worry about it.
It's been seen to. You paid the police off.
Forget it.
How much did it cost to bribe them, Uncle? How much? Shall we say 100 English guineas?
It doesn't matter, Carly.
It doesn't! For passage money to England,
there's enough left
for both of us to go.
Just enough for me. Is that it? You speak of freedom. Do you think I could ever be free with the onus of that kind of sacrifice from you? Oh, thank you for this little chat,
Uncle Carly.
You weren't listening, Carly.
So, I shall not be coming back to Knightsendorf with you, Aunt Johanna, Uncle Johann. And I do not wish to be a chemist. I intend to join the army.
What?
Did you hear me, Uncle Ludwig?
I need to sit down.
Lieutenant Field Marshal de Streatham has accepted me as a cadet of infantry, and the company commander, Captain Dumont-Huisson, has agreed that I may study under him.
So many dues.
I beg your pardon, Uncle?
I didn't think killing required sons. Making a boohoo of myself.
Please take my handkerchief, Uncle.
Thank you.
And if I work well, I should make full lieutenant within a year.
Is this what you thought I meant when I spoke of heroism, boy?
There's a war brewing in Prussia, Carl.
And as there are no quarterly exams, I can foresee none of the usual difficulties.
Oh, well. Could have been cavalry, I suppose.
Johann, dear, would you go and see the coach brought round?
That'll please her.
They think I'm on it.
Well, do we shake hands or kiss goodbye?
Oh, God. Well, if you do get shot, make sure Uncle Johann's label ain't on the pillbox.
I'm sorry I can't be what you want me to be, Uncle.
Carly, when we flew together without barriers, did you hear it? You did hear it.
Oh, yes. It was a fugue, Uncle. By definition, a subject melody trailing in the footsteps of its master. Always one beat behind. Always. In its shadow. Uncle, I beg you, go to England. Write that 10th symphony.
And my nephew, Carl, shall be my sole legatee. But the capital of my estate shall fall to his natural or testamentary heirs. Signed this 23rd. Didn't stamp! It didn't stamp, woman!
Found them under the ends. Only one name's cracked.
All right, manage without them. Any more ink? Or did Joanna drink it all?
Yeah.
Day of March 1827. Can't even spell my own name. Here, put it away somewhere.
Where?
File it under some dude. He's the patron saint of lost causes, ain't he?
Where are you going?
Out.
But you can't. The It's raining. You'll catch a... You came to us peasants, a peasant yourself. I was 16. We danced, and later we lay, you and I, alone in the hay, in the cow byre. You and the Ilse you cannot recall. What a mess this room's in.
Ludwig van Beethoven caught a chill and died 3 days later. Of his 10th symphony, only one rough sketch was found, a repetitive improvisation on the letters B-A-C-H. Karl got his army commission a short while later, married, and settled in the country just outside Vienna, and had 5 children. In Fast Coach from Nixendorf, written by Joe Anderson, Ludwig van Beethoven was played by John Carlyle and Carly by Jonathan Moore. Nonny was Joe Anderson, Johann was David King, Johanna Gay Brown, Steng Peter Whitman, the farmer Derek Waring, and other parts were played by members of the cast. The street urchins are pupils at the Anna Scher Theatre School. Fast Coach from Nixendorf was directed by Andy Jordan.